Rainmaker FM is brought to you by the Showrunner Podcasting Course, your step-by-step guide to developing, launching, and running a remarkable show. Registration for the course is open August 3rd through the 14th, 2015. Go to showrunnercourse.com to learn more. That's showrunnercourse.com.
Greetings, super friends. My name is Sonia Simone, and these are the confessions of a pink-haired marketer. For those who don't know me yet, I am a co-founder and the chief content officer for Copyblogger Media. I'm also a champion of running your business and your life according to your own rules. As long as you don't lie and you don't hurt people, this podcast is your official pink permission slip to run your business or your career exactly the way you think you should. And today I am talking with my friend and colleague, Jared Morris, who has worn a lot of hats with us at Copyblogger Media over the relatively short amount of time he's been with us. Are we calling you VP of Rainmaker FM these days? Is that the latest?
Yes, that okay. Is the current title.
Very good.
Also, by the way, as you were doing that intro, I realized that I want a little pink permission slip that
I have to print
by my
out.
Desk.
Yeah.
It's just a visual reminder of your...
I think we need a printable PDF to go on the podcast. I think that would be helpful.
I agree.
There may be people listening to this who maybe they've heard my podcast or another podcast on the network, but they might not realize that we have that my podcast is part of a larger network, which is called Rainmaker.fm. Do you want to just tell people a little bit about what the Rainmaker FM project is?
Sure. I mean, the short description is that Rainmaker FM is the digital marketing podcast network. As far as we know, it was the first one. Certainly, it's the largest one. And really, when you look at how it came about, obviously, we have the Rainmaker platform, and we realized how big audio was going to be, and we had run the lead. And Brian and Robert had started doing the project for the new Rainmaker podcast, and it was going well. And we just realized that there was a great opportunity to create shows based on specific topics that the target market for the Rainmaker platform would be interested in and that our people could speak about authoritatively. And so it was kind of this great marriage between the trends and the emergence of on-demand audio and this product that we had in the Rainmaker platform and then the incredible people that we have to create content. And so it all kind of merged together into Rainmaker FM. And we just a couple of weeks ago actually passed 1 million downloads already. So
wow,
it's been going quite well.
Yeah, it's been a crazy project. And it was so typical with Brian Clark. You know, he says, you know, would you ever do some podcasting? And I thought, oh, I love doing audio. I'd love to do a podcast. And so then before I know it, I'm part of this.
Yeah.
Unbelievable juggernaut of content. It's like classic Brian, like, oh, I have a little idea for something. It turns out to be.
Yeah. A little idea that has just become this unyielding freight train of weekly content.
That would be a good tagline. Yeah. So I want to talk about some of what you've learned on the team behind the scenes as we have launched and we have evolved. Copyblogger Media is not a big company. You know, we're, I don't know how many folks we are now, kind of in the 40 to 50 range, because we've got some, you know, part-timers and some freelance people. And we had to learn a lot about running a big and a big multi-part project like this. So maybe you can talk a little bit, we can start with kind of what we had in mind as a company to accomplish. Why did we, you know, we wanted to promote the Rainmaker platform, but what was that original vision for the project? What was the original business case for it?
Yeah, I mean, I think the original business case is we saw where things were going with audio, and we knew that we had internally the ability to create these audiences around these topics, and that as we did that, as we built these audiences, we would be talking to the exact types of people who would be good fits for the platform. Yeah. And, you know, I think it's very important that we didn't just start this as a vanity project. It has definite real business goals associated with it. And if it's not leading to people registering for the Rainmaker platform, then it's not something that we can keep doing, because there is a clear investment of our scarce resources of time, of money, of energy to make this happen. And we could all be doing other things. And so it was a pretty big bet in that sense, and certainly a little scary and a little risky. But I think the fact that it's a lean team, but yeah, it's a very capable team with pretty defined roles on the production side that's really helped us keep it going, which really there was a lot of room for potential error and for potential struggles there. And I think the fact that we cloned Robert and that we have five of him is awesome. It's disappointing that one of them isn't on New Rainmaker anymore, but you know.
Yeah, but, right. Exactly. But I think,
you know, I mean, he and Caroline and Claire and Kelton and just everybody who's really rallied together to make it work on just that daily basis. Because that's the thing. I mean, and you realize that when you do a podcast, even if you're just doing a weekly podcast as one person, like it's incessant. It keeps coming, yeah, and you've got to feed that beast, so to speak. And, you know, fortunately we've been able to do that. And I think a lot of the business reasons for doing this have proven themselves out. And so far it's been successful.
Yeah. And I mean, this is by far, I would say, the most process driven project we've ever done in our company, at least outside of the actual software development teams. So they have, you know, they have their own processes. But on the content side of things, we have never been this, I don't know, formal, you know, in terms of how we handle, yeah, how we handle the process. Do you want to talk about some of the things that you've learned about maybe working with a team or working with process, you know, some things that surprised you or were different from what you might have done in the past?
Well, I think there is a real humility that you have to have when you're working in a team environment like this, when you're dependent on three or four different people to get something out. So that's the one challenge with a podcast network that's different than just running your own podcast. I mean, because I've run several podcasts,
yeah,
but I could also do everything last minute if I wanted
to. Yeah.
And we can't really do that here. And if one person, you know, kind of feels like they can or goes last minute and gets their audio in, well, now the entire production team is scrambling. And then, you know, obviously if a few people do that, now you're really in trouble. And so I think having the process right off, and you know, Robert did a great job of really defining what will the exact process be, you know, from the email that hosts send to where the audio files go. I mean, every little detail was there structured for people to do. And that's what has allowed us to scale it up to a certain extent of, you know, 15 to 20 shows and makes us feel comfortable that as we add new shows, we'll be able to fit them in. But it still relies on individual people being responsible and recognizing the work other people are doing and getting their stuff in early and on time so that production doesn't stop or come to a halt or get delayed because someone has decided to. And look, there's always going to be stuff that happens, and every now and then something's not going to go as you plan it. But for the most part, that's really worked well, and it's been essential for the network running as efficiently as it's needed to.
Yeah. And I mean, we are a company of, in a lot of ways, we're a company of kind of solopreneurs, people who we're not great with rules.
We're not good way of putting it.
Awesome with structure. So this has been a little outside the comfort zone of most of us. I mean, me maybe more than many, because I mean, like it's like you were saying, I mean, when you do it yourself, you get used to just doing it right at that outside edge of when you can get away with doing it. And then you just maybe pull a little bit of a late night, do your edit, get it going, and coast in under, like you used to do in college, right? Coast in under the, you know, finish printing your paper 18 minutes before you had to walk to class, that kind of thing. So yeah, it's interesting. I mean, for me, I think one of the most important things about the project is if you tried to impose this kind of structure on a bunch of crazy, overly independent-minded creatives, you will crash and burn if you don't have the one thing, which is, I think, the huge respect that this team has for one another. So I think that we all, you know, we all kind of recognize like, okay, this is not how I've done things before, but on the other hand, you know, I love Robert and I don't want him to get mad at me. So I gotta get my act together.
An interesting thing has happened too, because on just some of my personal projects that I do outside of the network, since we started the network, I've made those much more process oriented. You know, I think I've really seen the benefit of doing that. And I'm like you said, I mean, I tend to be kind of resistant to that. And it's really, in a lot of ways, silly thinking that I'm trying to shake myself of, because when you do have good systems, it allows you to be more consistent, and it allows you to worry less about the how and the when you're going to do things, and then just actually get in there and work on the what and the why, you know, and that ends up leading to much better content, much more consistent content. So it's been really both educational and inspirational to me from that sense, that I'm trying to kind of apply in other areas too.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's been, you know, a fascinating experience for us. And I think that, you know, I feel really good about the shows. I mean, there's such diversity, and yet there's a cohesiveness, I think, of voice, because we do have really strong company values. I'm just, you know, I don't want to brag on our project, but I think it's pretty cool.
I do too. I mean, I think our best resource has always been our people. And I think that's been my favorite part about it, is obviously Damien and I were doing the lead. And so our voices were kind of out there in terms of podcasting, and Robert and Brian started doing New Rainmaker. But, you know, there's so many other people that have interesting things to say and experiences to share and journeys to take people on. And now they're getting a chance to do that. And it's wonderful.
Yeah, I agree. It's really been exciting to watch. Mm-hmm. Something about, and so I talk a lot, I teach a lot about podcasting. It is a good, you know, it's kind of the biggest quote unquote new thing to come since, I would say, blogging, in terms of building an audience, developing an audience, finding new people who want to know more about who you are, what you do. But we have the same issue we did with blogging, which is people sort of think they're going to start that blog, or they're going to start that podcast, or they're going to open their Pinterest account, and then there's going to be like this flood of traffic, you know, this build it and they will come kind of philosophy. And the massive audience, you know, never hits unless you already have a best-selling book, or, you know, you already have a big audience. Right. It never hits right away, is what I should have completed that sentence. Can you talk a little bit about, because you have been here before. I mean, you have built audiences from scratch. I have built audiences from scratch. We didn't cut our teeth on the big audience of Copyblogger. We both kind of been down these trenches before. Can you talk a little bit about the long game, about how to keep yourself going? Because at first, it takes some time to build the audience.
It does. And I mean, sustainability is so important. And we talk about this inside of the course, the importance of showing up for the first time. Obviously, you have to show up and be there. And then you got to do it reliably, and you have to do it reliably over time. And that consistency, every time you set that expectation and deliver on it, a little bit of trust is built. Every time you set the expectation and don't, a little trust erodes. And the only way really to build a meaningful relationship with an audience over time is to build meaningful relationships one-on-one with readers and listeners. And it just, they add up. And as I was just listening to a podcast earlier today, hat tip to Cliff Ravenscraft in his latest episode of Podcast Answer Man, he had recorded his presentation that he did at Podcast Movement. And he was talking about how so many people come and ask him, how do I get my, you know, next 1,000 listeners? Or how do I, you know, always looking ahead to traffic. And he said, the thing that people forget, and I agree with this wholeheartedly, is they forget about the people that they have and nurturing the audience that they already have. You know, we get dissatisfied with the 5 people who listen, and we worry about the next 100 instead of really nurturing those 5 and building raving fans and you know, giving them as much value as we can and helping them, always looking next, next, next. And I think if we can really just focus on doing it brick by brick, as opposed to, you know, trying to just go viral and cast this huge net, I've always found it to be much more rewarding when you do it slow and steady. And that seems to, now, eventually it's nice to have those viral moments, but it's great for that to come when you already have a foundation of people who really know you and trust you. And I just don't think there's a shortcut to doing that when, as you said, you're starting from scratch.
Yeah. And I have a Yogi Berra-ism that I think I coined, which is, don't take shortcuts. They take too long. Because I've seen it, you know, people who try and take the shortcut to the big audience with some system, something that somebody sells you that promises you X number of social media followers or X number of podcast subscribers or whatever it might be, that you can do some trick to make it happen quickly. And you just see those people and they're restarting their engine again and again and again. Mm-hmm. If they had just kind of gone about it one at a time, starting the way we all do, they would be there already, mm-hmm. you know?
It's, you know, and I've talked about this before. It's the biggest regret of my online content career is that back when I was running Midwest Sports Fans, I was always looking for viral traffic and to drive right. the big numbers that day instead of actually building an audience and building something lasting and meaning. Because, you know, when you do it that way, like you said, you're almost always starting over. And that just, that's not meaningful. That can have right. short-term success, but I just don't think it's going to build you value for you or anybody else in the long term.
Yeah, that's been, it's been my experience 100%. So, well, you mentioned a course and you have a course. And as the timing happens, you are taking some students on for this course right now, and you will be for the next couple of days when this airs. So do you want to talk about what the course is, what people might be able to get from it, and then what they should do to get involved?
Yeah, I would love to. We've been having so much fun with the course. It's called The Showrunner, and it's the podcasting course that's associated with our show on Rainmaker FM, The Showrunner, which is basically our podcast about podcasting. And the course, the goal of the course really is to give folks kind of a step-by-step guide for how to develop, launch, and run their show, and really kind of take them through this step-by-step process. But more than just tactics and tools, you know, there's a lot about mindset, because I think our big idea when we launched The Showrunner was to help people break out of this idea of, you know, that they're just producing MP3 files, that they're just a podcaster, you know, that they're trying to attract listeners. We really want people to look at their podcast as something bigger, you know, to really tap into the power of audio to create a connection and to tell stories and to take an audience on a journey and something really transformative that doesn't just attract listeners, but that really helps you build an audience and build a connection that can have impacts for you personally, for your audience personally and professionally, and help you drive results for whatever your business is. Because, I mean, a copy blogger and Rainmaker, that's what we're teaching people, is how to succeed and not just create great content, but create great content that leads to a result.
Right.
And that's what we really try and do inside of the course. You know, it's the four pillars of our curriculum are authenticity, usefulness, sustainability, and profitability. And I think if you want to create something remarkable in any form of online content, but especially podcasting, it's those four elements. And so we really try and walk folks through what each of those elements means, how you actually go about doing it, and then where that can lead. And so we've been having a blast with it. Probably the biggest surprise about the course has been the power of the community inside of the course,
Yeah.
You know, which probably shouldn't have surprised us as much as it has, but you know, it's like anything. I mean, the people have just made it and taken the Showrunner idea and what the course can be and taken it to another level. And so it's the kind of place that if you haven't started or if you're experienced, that you can really find a fit, because there's information that'll be relevant. And then there's people that are there going through the same things that, yeah. are there to offer support, answer questions, you know, relate on certain experiences. And it gets, as I'm sure you found out, you know, and you know from past experience too, doing a podcast regularly, it can go really well for a little while. And then there's that day when you get behind the microphone and it, you know, and it's, you get that some with writing, but writing feels to me a little bit, maybe this is just me, but I feel a little bit less exposed when I'm writing than when right. I'm recording. Even if it's not a live recording, there's just, to me, there's something that's more vulnerable about that. And we found that people really like kind of having that place where they can go, get the support, get a little rah-rah yeah. every now and then. And then when it's combined with really good information that helps them take the next step, we've been seeing good results. And we're really, really excited to work with the people we have. And like you said, it's open until the 14th, so Friday, and then we're closing it down again to really focus on the people that are in it. So it's showrunnercourse.com if for people who are interested and who could use something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have found so much value in a community of people trying to do the thing that you're trying to do, you know, mm-hmm. Whatever it might be. If you're trying to do something challenging, and business is challenging, and digital business, I mean, the way that I look at it is there's a million things that you have to figure out. None of those things is outside your ability. You know, they're all things you can learn, but there's so many of them.
Yeah.
And it gets really overwhelming. And it just seems like, you know, you go through, you know, all these different things and you learn all these things and then you look up and there's still so much to do. It gets really hard. And for me, that community support and just having somebody kind of walk you through the process so that you don't get so spiraled into, you know, you get so hung up on buying a mic that you never go beyond that.
Yeah.
You get so hung up on trying to figure out something about iTunes that you just never ship. So for me, a community and an instructor, a leader who can say, okay, it's time for you to be focusing on this now. I find that very valuable. And, you know, I think other people do too. So I think it's very cool.
Yeah. Cause I mean, there's a big difference. You know, we all, in all of our projects, will struggle with motivation or come up against something rough, and maybe we can go to a significant other or a friend and they'll, you know, pump you up and, hey, you can do this. You can do this. But there's a difference when it's, you can do this. Oh, and now go do this. Like this is what actually works.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you kind of have that next step that helps you build the momentum and it gets that positive momentum going. So that's really what we want the course to be. And so far that's what it's been. So
very good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're kind of at my sweet spot here, 20 minutes. So I'm going to give people that food for thought. I would recommend, if, you know, launching a podcast or maybe growing your podcast, improving your podcast is on your list for this year, this is a really solid resource. I think it's going to help you out a lot. We remind people of the URL so I don't fluff it.
Yes, it is showrunnercourse.com. Nice and easy to remember.
Fantastic.
Showrunnercourse.com.
Sweet. Well, thank you so much for the conversation today. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you, Sonia. You have, you know, that the thing about your show, you always give such great information, but all people need to do is listen to the intro and they get like a useful nugget right there, as it reminds you of those great inspiring words. So
that's right.
Pleasure to be on here.
That pink permission slip.
Right.
And just a reminder for everybody, the Confessions of a Pink-Haired Marketer are in fact brought to you by the Rainmaker platform, the complete website solution for content marketers and online entrepreneurs. Find out more, take a free 14-day test drive at rainmaker.fm/platform. Thank you, Jared, and thank you all for your time and attention. I never take that for granted, and we will see you around. Take care, everybody.